Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, this half of the show, we get very technical with some boxing and Logan Paul, and then, of course, the news. Oh, everyone loves the news. Sorry for making that weird noise. Everybody loves the news. First, Eight Sleep, summer smashing heat records from Silicon Valley to Brooklyn. It is hot out there, man. Tough to sleep during the heat wave. The pod by Eight Sleep, the first and only bed with responsive surface technology designed to keep you cool all night long. Oh, I can't tell you in my youth how I used to toss and turn in the heat, and now so comfortable with Eight Sleep. The Tesla of beds, it dynamically adjusts each side of the bed for the ideal temperature for your body, which science shows can help you sleep deeper. Well, of course, you're more comfortable. If you're ready to start optimizing your sleep, head to 8sleep.com/Adam. Try it out for 100 nights. Well, God, over 3 months. We'll be almost at the end of the year. If you don't love it, they'll refund your purchase and arrange free pickup. First two batches already sold out. So for a limited time, get $150 off your purchase at 8sleep.com/Adam. That's E-I-G-H-T, sleep. .com/Adam.
Hey, Carolla Drinks fans, it's me, Lynette. I just want to take a second and thank you all for the support that you've given to us for Adam's Monthly Nut. We are about to sell out of this month's subscription, so hurry to CarollaDrinks.com to sign up for yours. If you do miss out, remember you can get any of these incredible products directly through their websites. You can get Vinny's Ultra Hydrating Salt at PureVitaminClub.com to cure that brutal hangover without the cheeseburger that makes your ass fat. You can also get Country Archer's grass-fed beef and antibiotic-free turkey jerky at countryarcher.com. Be sure to use the promo code Carolla10, that's Carolla10, to get 10% off. And thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. Your monthly nut sacks are going in the mail now. Later, Hosen.
And now, another actual five-star iTunes review of the podcast, read by Adam's buddy, Oswaldo.
ACS has been great since China. Grand join, and you are really, really good. Amazing to pull off free content entertainment every day.
You said it, pal. Go to iTunes, rate, and review the podcast, and maybe Ozzy will butcher your review, too. Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
All right. We uncovered recently some old footage of yours truly hitting the focus pad.
Oh, yeah.
I'll direct that to the monitor so you can understand that I used to be able to box back before I got old.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, this is great. Can I comment on this?
Go ahead.
All right, so two things I noticed right away. Your smile's great. You got a great smile. And your teeth are really white.
It's important.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Number two, were you a brawler? Like, did you get hit a lot? Because your punches look super, they look kind of compact and intense.
Yeah, that was my whole thing. It's see how much power you can get out of a short movement.
Okay.
Because the big movement tires you out.
Ah.
And when you miss, it knocks you off balance.
And you hyperextend your arms.
You hyperextend everything. My feeling is like, let's see how much power you can get out of a short pull back,
it's like
how hard can that arrow go without pulling the bow back that far? There's techniques to do it, and it is soul crushing when you're fighting guys that don't have a ton of experience because you hit them from short distances, and that's what we'll work on with
you.
Okay. You'll generate a ton of power without having to move a lot.
Okay, cool.
That's the key. Now here's the other problem. Once you get the adrenaline dump, everything gets big and wide and bad. So, like, the adrenaline is the enemy of form. I think it is for fucking and fighting.
Well said.
Sometimes I'll combine. Oh, yeah.
Do you still get the adrenaline rush from fucking?
No, not.
I can't believe this is happening.
That happens occasionally with me. Like once every 2 months. Mm.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Working on it. No, I don't.
Do you like being a bachelor, playboy?
No.
You don't?
I mean, I used to, but then I got mature, and now I just want to be in love and have a baby.
You do?
Yeah, I really do. Like, that's why I said congrats on the son. Like, must be nice to have a son.
Yeah, he looks up to YouTubers and ignores me, but yeah.
So what a horrible way to go about living life.
I know. Like,
please change that.
I'm going to change him when I put those 16 ounces on and take
it. Let's go. Hey, good shout. Yeah, I want a babe. I want a little boy baby running around, a little babe.
Yeah. It's fun. I have twins. I have boy, girl, twins. And you learn about everything you need to know about the differences between men and women by just having one of each same age the way through.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
I just got to find a mate, dude. Got to find a vessel.
Well, it's you're
first,
good.
Stop calling them mates and vessels. You have a lot of success.
Vagina shoots.
Vagina shoots? I would never say that.
Gina, I said it.
Don't cheap the
You're thing. Rich. You're successful. You're good looking. You must have women coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, but I don't want a thought. I want a girl. I want an intellectual girl. I want an opinionated girl. Mm-hmm. An independent girl. And they're few and far between in L.A., at least. Like, maybe if I popped over to Erewhon more often. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest. You go to Erewhon, the ratio is...
The Whole Foods store?
Yeah. Whole Foods is good. Erewhon is guarantee. They're, like, I probably all of my future wives shop at Erewhon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Erewhon, it's so funny because Erewhon, which is the hoitiest hoity.
I don't even know what Erewhon is.
Oh, sure you do. There's one by the Grove.
You don't know?
I couldn't tell you. I'm Trader Joe's for life.
Imagine like a Kroger, but then imagine a Whole Foods, but then imagine Erewhon just at the top of the food chain.
It's like above Gelson's, above Bristol
Farms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Makes us look like trash. Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
A drink there is $25, like that type of shop. Yeah.
Yeah, it's there's John Travolta, then there's Woody Harrelson, and this is like the Woody Harrelson, like in
that
the
is
front.
A weird comparison.
I'm saying it's like there's the standard actor, you know, and then there's super crunchy, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
There's that.
Smells a little weird in there.
Is there one of these?
No.
Yeah. Oh wow.
No, when I was a kid, there was one. It was like in Burbank, North Hollywood, and it was when health food was weird, not
hip. Right.
So it was where the weirdos would go. Now it's all Venice, West Side, hipster.
It's gone the Banana Republic route. Like it's gone from sort of weird niche, who
weird
wants
army
that,
surplus-y.
To like high end.
Right, right. Okay. So so the fight's coming up, and you'll keep us posted for that. How many people do they figure will attend in person? Seemed like a big crowd last time.
I think we had 15,000 last time. This one will be more. Anywhere from 17 to 20 is my guess. I would love to do it at the Staples Center or the Forum.
Do you do pay-per-view?
We do. Yeah, it was 10 bucks last time. 1 million people clocked in. You can do the math. 2 million people pirated it, so we lost $20 million in one night. Not ideal.
But you learn.
You learn, sort of.
Is that sort of like an acceptable loss? Like grocery stores know that a certain number of product is going to be stolen, broken, whatever.
It's a great question. The answer is fucking fuck no, hell no. An acceptable loss, $20 million. But here's why it's a great question. Because you have to expect that's going to take place, right?
I mean, it's like you're okay with it. Yeah. I mean, like you know it's going to happen.
Exactly. And it is, in an ideal world, it doesn't take place. Like the UFC does a good job of regulating their stream so it's not pirated. Like ours was on YouTube, and although we did have a takedown team, it didn't take place quite as efficiently and quickly as we needed it to on some websites. I'm not going to say which ones. Twitch, 1 million people watched on Twitch, and that's $10 million gone.
Well, look on the bright side. Maybe they wouldn't have watched it all.
I was going to say, maybe.
They were
going
to have to pay the money.
I bet at least maybe a quarter mil would have.
You're probably right.
How do you, what keeps you up at night? Do you think about...
Yo, I've been up at night lately. It's so odd you asked this question.
That's a good answer.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, and I hate it because I've always been...
Hold on. I've never asked anyone that question before, so I'm glad.
Really?
I never do. It's not like a standard no. question.
It's a great question. I would ask probably most people. I'd love to hear most people's answer. But I've been up at night lately and having trouble sleeping, and I really don't like it because I've always been one, like, at the end of the day, I am exhausted. That day, I've milked every little ounce of liquid I can out of it, and I'm exhausted. Time to go to bed and get my 5 to 8 hours of sleep. Recently, though, my mind doesn't shut off.
Mm-hmm.
Does not shut off. And so, you know, after I lay in bed just looking at the ceiling for 45 minutes, I woke up today at 4 p.m. because my dog was barking. And
4 p.m. or
4 a.m.? Sorry, 4 a.m. Sorry.
4 a.m.
And my mind, I notice, immediately goes into thinking about what I'm doing the next day. Like, it's the first thing I think about when I open my eyes. Like, I have a severe hyperactive problem happening in my brain right now, and I need to figure out how to calm it down somehow.
Do you have an assistant or some sort of, like,
she's
schedule
a gem.
Manager?
Yeah, her name's Danny. We have everything. Her name's Danny. Without Danny, I'd probably fall apart. Literally, like, I'd disassemble.
Because
I was thinking you should outsource that sort of, you know, like, free up that brain space by having someone just manage your calendar, manage your whatever.
It's tough.
I know.
It's, you know, it's more of like a real internal type struggle.
It's always, it gets you to be who you are, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're the kind of person who focuses on the schedule you have to do and your tasks and blah, blah, you are, you know, that person.
Yeah.
How's your relationship with your family? I heard that you had kind of hands-off parents. My parents were a little laissez-faire themselves. I know I'm using a lot of French words
that's nuts.
Today, but I mean, they were kind of,
they
I don't know.
They had a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, they were lukewarm on their kids. Like, they didn't really do a lot for them. And somebody said that your parents were kind of like that for you, but now what? Now how are they?
They're great. No, they weren't. If you say hands-off, I'd like to, like, specify and say they allowed me to do and pursue what I wanted to do. They weren't lazy parents. I mean, they're fucking phenomenal.
Did you have
honest.
A dog growing up?
I did.
Did you have a basketball hoop?
I did. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, fuck.
No,
Dylan,
did.
Come on.
Who
He's
did
a thousand times
who did
ahead of me.
Yeah, shit, research. I had a dog. His name was D-O-G. It spells dog. D-O-G.
You had a dog. Did you have a swimming pool above ground or
no,
not?
No swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Had a garden. Learned how to plant tomatoes.
Did your dad ever help you fix a car, do any work in the garage?
Everything.
Oh, God damn it,
great
Dylan.
Parents.
No, they're phenomenal. No, they're phenomenal. I'm not going to lie. They're amazing. They're incredible. The reason I am the way I am is because of them.
Mm. And do you take care of them now? Do you help them out? I don't mean take care
like
of
wipe
them.
Their
but
ass?
I mean, you make a lot of money. I don't know what they do. You know, put a new roof on their house or something like that?
My mom is married to a facial plastic surgeon. She don't need no help.
Mm.
My dad, however, just got varicose veins in his legs.
He needs those socks.
Quickly sent him
the copper and
the socks make those go.
There's definitely copper and everything. Like, turn on commercials. Like, you think you've had a hoagie? Not before you've
had
the
copper hoagie.
It's like they're putting copper and everything. We've decided we're getting rid of the pennies, and I think we're putting them all in the sock.
That's what we're doing.
Is that what we're doing
Interesting.
Now?
Interesting. Yeah, no. So I sent him the money so he could heal himself. So yes, if they need taken care of, I am more than happy to take care of that. Like, more. It was odd hearing my dad thank me for sending him the money to fix his varicose veins. When I'm thinking, like, wait, you did this. You made me, guy. You don't need to thank me. And I told him that. And I got emotional when I told him that because it was such an odd conversation.
Do they understand fully what you do? Do they appreciate it? Do they view you?
Not,
do they understand? You know,
yeah.
Are they fans? Do they keep up?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Now they understand. It took them a little bit, but they've always been really supportive. I think where it gets, like, tricky is maybe when they try to give me, like, content advice.
You know what you should do? It would be real funny.
Yeah, like one of the, and I'm just like, thanks. Appreciate you, but I don't know.
So as far as content advice, I do a daily show, so I have to come up with content.
Is it this one?
It's this one.
Okay, great. So you need material.
Well, I do multiple shows a day and a million stand up, everything else, and write books. So I find myself carrying around these buck slips and, like, making little notes
for
about
sure.
stuff I want to talk about or have observed all day. What is your process?
My buck slip is called an iPhone X, and I have a note here. It's called Impulsive, which is the name of my podcast. And here are some notes. So just write down what thoughts during the day. Mm-hmm. Talk about them. Yeah, anything that comes across my mind and I clock is interesting. Mm. Like, should I read
just
your
looked
one?
At, well, I saw the one at the top, What's Wrong with Black People? But maybe didn't want to talk about that one on the air.
All right, well,
but there's got to be other stuff
maybe
on there.
I mean, well, you made that up. You're lying, and here goes
it's
my
right
career
at the
again.
Top. It's right at the
What's
top.
Wrong?
Big question
why
mark.
Why would I say that?
I don't know why you wrote it.
No, I didn't write that. I hope you get clipped and that gets retweeted on Twitter.
That's what I saw. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you want to know that?
Yes,
something I actually wrote?
Other stuff you've written.
my chef bought... I have a private chef, and she bought turtles and brought them to the house. And I said, why'd you bring little baby turtles here? She's like, well, I was at the market, and I saw the turtles, and I didn't know what to do, so I just bought them. And we were like, Chef Katie.
Is she thinking about eating them?
Turtle soup?
No.
Bought turtles.
Brought them to the house. Now we got two little baby turtles.
She saved the turtles.
I thought turtles used to be illegal because they carried like hepatitis.
Salmonella.
Or something. Some version of that. But now that there's salmonella or hepatitis
it's
C or botulism or everywhere in the streets of Los Angeles.
What's the difference?
So your personal chef. How does the personal chef work? Is she there full time? Does she do breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Except Sundays and Wednesday evenings. She got to live that life of hers. Shout out, Chef Katie.
So she brought turtles home. That was pretty random.
And there's 10 of us in the house. A lot of money spent on groceries. You know how much? You want to take a guess? Six months.
You're going to Irwan?
No.
Because you don't get out of Irwan.
Gelson's
that's
is
not
a lot,
cheap.
Too.
First 6 months of the year. Guess how much for a house of 10 people?
The first 6 months of the year.
Yeah.
All right, let's break it down to Gelson's is expensive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the house.
There's no club card.
She's not skimping on the private label brand.
She's not going generic.
Exactly. Folks are training, so they need the best of the best.
Chicken, beef,
lots
a lot of protein.
Lots of high protein. I'll just go... I'll just make it easy. I'll say it's got to be high, $50,000.
That's absolutely right.
Oh. Yeah, that's the exact number. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's incredible. I can't believe you did that.
He's like a carnival barker. Wow.
I had Dylan get me all that information before the.
No, oh, you did?
No, he doesn't know anything.
He just
obviously.
Got wired in the ear.
That's right. No.
How you doing back there, guys? By the way.
No, I was going to go 10 a month, but I thought that's too round and too high.
Yep,
so
too round.
I dropped down to 50.
You're right. You're absolutely
that's
right.
That's a lot of Gelson. Is it right at 50 or pretty much
it's
right at 50?
Literally right at 50. Like you were spot on, and I'm amazed.
Who are the 10 people living in your house?
We got, I'll do names.
Well, just who are they to you?
Okay.
Friends or relatives?
Friends / employees. They tend to be both.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how I prefer to work.
How many square feet you got? Big house?
Yeah, it's big. I
like
don't know.
Compound style?
It might be like 18,000.
That's big. That's super big.
It's big. You know who used to live there? You know whose house it used to be?
Hmm.
The dude from, whose line is it anyway? The tall white guy.
Styles?
Yes.
No. Weird. He doesn't feel like 18,000 feet.
Wow.
He feels more in the 12 to 16 range to me.
You might be right.
Well,
I don't know. Dude.
There's an interesting thing that you're living, which none of us led, which a lot of people are living now, which is, what would you do if you had a bunch of money when you were 20 or 22? Because all we did was struggle. It was like Top Ramen and canned beans and roommates and crappy apartments and crappy pickup trucks. So I don't know what I would have done. Yeah. I probably would have had all of my friends move into a big house and ate a turtle.
Sounds pretty sweet.
Two turtles.
Yeah. Well, I was just eating the one. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Were they employees before they moved in, or how did that work?
No, they were friends.
And you said, hey, I got a job for you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sort of. It was sort of just a mutual, like, let's start working together. Then they're like, hey, like, I like doing this. And I was like, I like that you're also doing this. Let's make it official.
Cool. And as much as you need someone to do job X or Y or Z, and you want your friends around anyway, you might as well pay them to do
X or
Y or Z.
It's great. That balance of business and pleasure, though, very crucial. Don't fuck it up.
Have you ever, you have any friends? I've had this. Friends that get a little over their skis, like they're like, they start thinking at some point, like, maybe they're you, or they want some of your money, or why is it you? Because...
Oh, the turtle of the group. The turtle.
Yeah, turtle.
You guys, all of a sudden, like, hey, I've got Avion tequila.
What a great question. Hey, Mike, he's talking about you, you fuck ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mike.
Not playing it close to the vest.
Yo, it's... Because here's why. they become talent somehow, or they become they see what the possibility is,
right?
Because what I do is technically super attainable. Technically, anyone can pick up a camera and build an empire.
Low barrier to entry.
Very. Mm-hmm. So it seems. Mm-hmm. But
Well, no. Here's what I've kind of figured out. There's kind of two mindsets. When you see somebody being successful that's around you, especially if it's a family member, but an old friend or something, there's one of two, there's three mindsets you could have. There's the good for them, I have no thoughts about it, which is very rare.
Yeah, who does that?
Then there's the healthy version, which is how can I earn my way to that position? Like, how can I figure out how to replicate or do my own version of or be of service to that person so that I can get in on some of this? And then there's the third path that everyone goes down, which is, fuck that guy. I knew him when he was jack squat. How come I don't get what he... And then there's this part where you're just supposed to bequeath them things. You're supposed to hand them stuff that you make.
I'm so happy to say that everyone working with me is the middle person you just described. Like, I won't hire anyone who doesn't have that. Like, they're I love that they love to provide value for me in my life, but also learn and absorb and see what's happening in the world so they can go in 1 to 2 years and go do whatever they want in their life. Yeah. And some of the gold stars in the organization, like, I would love to grow with them for the rest of my life, because our organization and our business is an extremely dynamic, complex, evolving one, and I would love to grow with them for like ever and keep them with me. It may or may not happen, but I love that mindset. I think it's super healthy.
Well, it's also very humbling. A lot of people can't humble themselves to say, how can I help you so I can get in my own business? You know,
you're absolutely right.
It's a lot of ego being like, fuck you, why don't I have that?
Well, absolutely right.
Also, they knew you when you weren't hot shit.
Some of them.
And so they sort of think you're Kimmel, if you're listening. You knew these people when they were low totem pole people, and you kind of still think they're there.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I went on Jimmy's show.
Yeah. Well, he lets you on his show? Well, that's interesting.
Wow. Okay.
He let his best buddy come on it.
I don't want to be in the middle of this.
Well, it's too late.
You're here.
He's my mic.
Oh, no.
I don't even know who Mike is.
Oh, no.
No.
Do y'all beef?
No, I love Kimmel.
All right.
We get along great. I've been on a show 50-something times.
Oh, okay.
But I always explain that I've been on a show 50-something times because he used to not be able to book people, and they would just call me at 4 in the afternoon and go,
I know this. I know that doing this. My dad loved your guys' show. The Man Show, right?
Oh, man, am I old now.
My dad loved it. Shout out. Great.
Yeah. And now he's got varicose veins.
I know.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Fix them right up.
Clear right up.
Sitting on the couch watching a Man Show.
Yeah, he should have been running in place instead of sitting on that couch.
You're absolutely right. Trampoline.
Varidesk.
Well, I was Jimmy's trainer for boxing. That's how I met him. He was doing a boxing match.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Against Michael the Maintenance Man.
Whoa, that's interesting.
That is.
Did he do well?
He lost, but it was kind of split, and no, he did not do well. That is, he did not listen to me like he should have. And I sent him out for the second round with no mouthpiece.
There you go.
That much I remember.
There you go.
All right, let me hit 23andMe. Let's take care of our health. Let's find out our ancestry. Let's find out what genes we got running through us and how we could benefit from them. You can get a kit for yourself and figure out your shared genetics with over 125 personalized reports on health traits and more. Traits reports that give you insights in the genetics. It affects things like mosquito bite frequency. Like, why do I get bit by mosquitoes and others don't? Motion sickness, fear of heights, all that kind of stuff. Sort it out. Figure it out scientifically. Explore where your DNA is from out of over 1,000 regions worldwide, and they've got deals. So go to 23andme.com/Adam. That is the number 23andme.com/Adam, and get all of those great deals. All right, let's see. Logan Paul, The event is the Challenge Games.
Challenger Games.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says that here. The Challenger Games.
One of you guys forgot an R? No problem.
That is Challenger. On me.
It's the guy reading.
The Challenger Games. That is this Saturday, July 27th, Long Beach Veterans Memorial Stadium at Long Beach City College. Tickets at
Eventbrite.com.
That's right. And also it'll be streaming on YouTube. And what events you entered in, Logan?
Look, man, it's going to be great, right? It's a charity track and field event. I am the fastest man. I'm definitely the fastest entertainer, probably the fastest man on the planet. Me personally, I'm doing a 100-meter race, the 4x100-meter relay, and the long jump. Well, I was going to do long jump, but I pulled my hamstring. So,
can you do the 100-meter in?
I'm going to go like maybe sub-9. I'm going to attempt to go sub-9.
Sub-9? Wait, 100-meter? Can't go sub-9 in 100 meter. That's world class.
World record.
You haven't seen Logan.
I can't?
Yes.
I don't know if one can. What's the world record?
Nobody can.
100 meters?
It's not sub-9. The world record it's on like the 100 meters half, is right? Probably 9 and change. Maybe 9.6 or something?
Well, I mean, I'm going to do it.
You're saying you could eat a 9-inch sub while you're doing a 13-second 100 meter?
I'm going to run the 100 meter like 8.8, probably 8.8.
That'd be badass.
Don't dash Logan's dreams. He knows what he's doing.
All right. I'm telling you, the world record for 100 meters is 9.58. It's essentially 9.6 by Usain Bolt.
Yeah, no problem. So I'll just shave what, like 0.6?
Yeah. If you shave 0.6 yeah. off of his 100 meter, yeah, you could do
seven.
It.
It's impressive. I don't know. I ain't like jumping out of my seat about it.
Yeah. It's okay. His world record.
It's admittedly good, Adam. Give it up. It's good. It's a good time.
He's quick, dude.
It's not sub-9.
That's why it says good, not great.
All right. You go sub-9. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to make SportsCenter. That's me. Yeah.
Dan Lepetar's going to talk about you.
Yeah, for sure. But also, like, that's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, you will make the top 10 on Sunday. You will make SportsCenter's top 10 if you set a new record.
That's right.
Now,
that's what I intend to do this Saturday, July 27th. Get your tickets.
You're going sub-9.
That's right.
All right. And what do you do for the long jump? 57 feet?
No, the long jump, the last time I did long jump was in middle school. Yeah, I jumped. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know.
You broke Bob Beamon's record.
That's right. But I might not do it. Like I said, I pulled a hamstring. I'm not even sure I'm
going
to.
So going sub-9s in the 100 meter with a pulled hammy is going to be a... Speaking of hammy, maybe it'll be a 13-inch sub with ham.
Nah.
All right. Where should people go? We should go to Eventbrite.com.
Yeah, Eventbrite. We're also going to be streaming live on YouTube and Facebook and Twitch, all the sites, with a donation link. The proceeds go to the Special Olympics. I want to raise $1 million for the Special Olympics. That would be a huge accomplishment for all of us. I think it'd be awesome. I think it encompasses the vibe of the event really well. That would be great. So
Let's tune in
this Saturday, 5 p.m.
I will we'll keep you guys posted on a training session in Logan's backyard ring, and we'll do that as well. We'll keep people caught up with that.
True.
We'll take a quick break. We'll bid adieu to Logan Paul, and we'll say hello to news right after this.
Give me the news with Grant. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Well, the Federal Trade Commission, otherwise known as the FTC, announced a $5 billion with a B settlement with Facebook related to its investigation into privacy breaches allowed by the social media network. The commission found that Facebook violated the law by allowing third parties to collect users' private data, including phone numbers, things like that. Of course, I think we all expect it, but they got hit pretty hard. Facebook's $5 billion penalty is the second largest fine ever levied by the FTC. In addition to the fine, Facebook will be required to conduct a privacy review of every product and service it develops and then submit those reviews to a third-party assessor. They're also required to pay an additional $100 million to the Securities and Exchange Commission for failing to disclose security breaches to their investors.
Can I say this about these, like, settlements? I feel like the government is sort of this garbage disposal. Oh, let's see, something AOC can understand. A black hole. Oh, damn it. A hole in the ground. And the $5 billion will just go in, and that'll just be that. What I would like is we've just stumbled across $5 billion. Here's how much this bridge is going to cost. Here's how much these three schools in the inner city are going to cost. Here is the cost of the light rail that's going to get people from the inner city over to the suburbs, whatever it is. I want to know, I'd like some allocation.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to know, okay, we'll buy one cruiser destroyer, and then we'll do one bridge, and then we're also going to, and I don't want the general kind of stuff, like we're going to put it into research or something. That always gets lost somehow. Yeah. I want some hard stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want some highways. Ooh. I want some bridges. I want some battleships.
And start branding the things with brought to you by Facebook's fucker. Yeah.
They still.
Right.
Well, I don't know if they want that to be there.
That's the penalty. That's the penalty.
I want LAX fixed.
Mm-hmm.
It's driving me nuts. People are like, it's the worst airport in the country. It's like, why is it got to be in LA? I thought LA was the best. Why is the worst? We're the third worst airport in the country. Yeah, I want LAX fixed. I want a monorail going from LAX to downtown to my backyard. I want everything, and I want to know, and I want to know how much stuff cost. Like, what does a elementary school cost? Mm. And whatever that is, I bet we could get 150 of those things, and I want them.
Mm.
That's what I want. Instead, it'll just be $5 billion that goes into some kitty, and we never see it again.
Yeah, and then you know how you sometimes get in the mail those random class action suit envelopes that you're like, you didn't probably know this, but you're a part of this, you know, whatever. Mm. And it's like everyone gets 25 cents. Like, it wasn't worth it.
What's that for?
Yeah.
Now, is there something we don't know about the government when they get $5 billion? Do they have to spread it around to the victims?
I don't know.
I'm curious where it goes.
Well, there's millions and millions of victims.
I think the penalty is different than the settlement. Like, the penalty is you pay to the FTC, and I don't know where that goes, but it doesn't go to victims. That goes to something, some fund.
Well, let's have it go to something that serves the people. Let's get ourselves... get ourselves some, like L.A. got a big transportation problem. I don't know how many commuter vans and shuttles and buses you could get to pick people up and drop them off at the whatever. Let's get Dodger Stadium renovated. We got to pad the parking lot so people won't be concussed when they're attacked in the parking lot.
Yeah, impeded.
Yeah, make sure the floor is sprung.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sprung, like a wrestling.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the exact other side of things, the Senate has passed a bill keeping the federal 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund solvent until 2092. The vote was 97-2. The president is expected to sign the legislation into law. The VCF, that's the Victims Compensation Fund, provides assistance to firefighters, cops, EMTs, other victims of the attack on the World Trade Center. It was running out of money. Jon Stewart's emotional testimony on Capitol Hill has been credited with spurring the new legislation.
Take that, Kim Kardashian.
Right? Mm-hmm. Here's what Jon Stewart had to say after the bill. It's about a minute and a half. You can dump out whenever you want.
Yes, I think we can all agree I'm the real hero. hard not to see it that way.
Oh, don't cry.
This has been the honor of my life to work with the men and women behind me. Today it's about the heart, James Adroga and Joe.
Can we just write and watch Brian's song?
And the courage of Lou Alvarez and the tenacity of John Feel. They lifted this 9/11 community on their shoulders and they carried them home. And I will always be so proud to have been associated with it. And we can never repay all that the 9/11 community has done for our country.
All right.
Well, Lifetime is following up its docuseries, Surviving R. Kelly, with a new show, Surviving Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
The New York Post.
Yep.
Wow. New York Post. Mother's nightmare.
Oh, it is, though. It is.
I know.
The New York Post reports the project will center on convicted pedophile Epstein, who is currently locked up without bail pending trial on child sex trafficking charges. The multimillionaire financier, as you remember, was busted July 6th for the alleged sexual abuse of dozens of young girls between 2002 and 2005. Lifetime will also be doing a follow-up to Surviving R. Kelly called Surviving R. Kelly, The Aftermath. There's no word yet on the air dates for either, but they are supposed to be coming down the pike.
A second mother's nightmare. Mm-hmm. Who's worried about this? Like this TV show? Are there people we've heard of? Are there people we know? Is there a lot of people that are worried?
The TV show?
Who's associated with Epstein?
Is there Bill Clinton? Is there Trump? I mean, like, who's like wringing their hands? Yeah. Like, who's worried about that picture showing up? Who's worried about the chick who's now 27? Is like, when I was 13, I went on a flight with. Fill in the blank. Oh, Milton Berle. Back then, he was 91. You know, like, who's going to
come out of the
Who's world. Worried? Somebody's worried, right?
Yeah, and they're saying that it's supposed to basically be a lot of victim testimony. So they will talk.
And the only people on those planes were super rich, notable people.
Inner
Not
circle.
Necessarily household names, but those weren't, I flew with my gardener, my pool man.
Big mockers, as the Jews say. Yeah.
Yes.
So that will be coming. So Kylie Jenner can charge as much as $1.2 million per sponsored Instagram post. For the second consecutive year, she tops the 2019 Instagram rich list. Three of her sisters, Kim, Kendall, and Khloe, also are in the top 20, but they are not anywhere near Kylie. Any guesses on who made the top 10? What you can basically charge for an ad on your Instagram page?
Logan Paul.
I was going to ask him about this. Yeah, he did not make the cut, but I thought he'd have thoughts on it.
Who did? Well, we need
to. I'll give you a couple of names.
Well, certainly Beyonce.
Well, we need
Beyonce's number seven.
Right. But there's two things. Like, you go, well, I don't know. You go, like, oh, Barack Obama, but you go, like, he wouldn't charge.
Sure.
Right. Like, you go, like, Oprah would be this popular, but she wouldn't charge, or probably not.
Yeah, she's probably promoting her own stuff.
You know, other actors, singers, sports stars, global sports stars, if that helps.
Oh. What's his name? Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo. He's number three. Uh-huh. 975 grand a post. Neymar.
Garcia Parr?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Soccer guy. He's number nine.
Soccer
Bieber,
guys.
Number 10. Taylor Swift, number 8. The Rock, number 6. Selena Gomez, number 5. Ariana Grande, number 2.
And Selena Gomez holding on strong.
She sure is. 886,000
posts. How does that work?
I thought the wave had crested with her.
I guess not. Well, and that's the thing, because they have so much influence over their followers that it's a perfect fit. I mean, it doesn't seem like a waste of money to a company to give Kylie Jenner $1 million and have her, you know, expound the, you know, how wonderful the product is.
Adam, you used to talk about the golden days of holding deals, not development deals, holding deals.
Holding.
Will we look back on this era of crazy influencer, you know, money for posting on social media as the days of holding deals?
Yeah, the holding deal was they just pay you $1 million. To not go somebody, or they pay you $5 million or 500 grand or whatever it is. They just give you a lump of money and go, you can't go work for somebody else for a year. We haven't thought of anything for you yet, but we don't want you going across the street and getting a job.
And that's the way business worked in entertainment for a while until they realized that's a bad business model to pay people to not do things.
Yeah.
Like, how long till the companies realize, we're spending $1 million and we're not getting anywhere near ROI?
Not only that, on like holding deals and sometimes development deals, they have a whole office for you that you never even have to go to.
Yep.
It was awesome. Max Pata, we have a unprepared clip that's 3 minutes long from, where were we, Portland?
This is Portland. This is the Late Show Friday. We have a longer version on YouTube. But
why aren't we doing the news?
Yeah. Well, he put it on my screen, and I'm curious to see it now. It's dentistry.
Just a dentist.
Okay.
Because the word is dentist. Dentist. The fucking dentist. I realized the thing about the dentist is the dentist is basically painless now. Like, I just got a bunch of major oral surgery, and the guy gave me the Twilight gas, and I was out the whole fucking time, which was completely fine with me. Like, I don't care. I woke up, pants around my ankles, blouse over my head. I didn't fucking care. It was a small price to pay for feeling nothing while this guy had an auger bit into my fucking jawbone. By the way, any dentists out there, like, whenever anyone asks a question, just give happy answers, would you? Like, nothing fucking worse. We go, we got to do a gum graft and a bone. We got to take bone and we got to do a bone graft. And I go, where do you get the bone? And you go, they go, a cadaver. Just fucking say LeBron James. I'm going to fucking feel good about myself. And I, really? LeBron? Yeah, he donates. Wow. No, fucking dead hobo. I fucking OD'd in a dumpster, and now your jaw's going to be possessed. Cadaver. Me and Jimmy went, when we were doing the man show, we went to a place that does penis enlargements, and they fatten your penis up. And they're like, well, we just take the human tissue, and we take the tissue, we sew the tissue onto the side of the penis. And I said, where do you get human tissue? And they're like, cadaver. And I'm like, well, you're a donor, right? It's on your license. I'm like, I was trying to give underprivileged kids the gift of sight. Not fucking widen a hog on an Asian businessman. And leave that part out of the story when they're trying to get you to sign up at the DMV. The best dentist, so it's all painless now, right? The dentist, thing, you go in the twilight sleep, and you're all numbed up, and you don't give a shit anymore. But the other one, by the way, do we have any dentists here?
Yeah, over here.
We do? Yeah, okay. Listen, hey, the fucking, the sand, the pumice that you use to clean the teeth, the fucking, first off, let me just say something. I'm 55 years old. Don't give me the choice between the bubble gum and the Twizzlers. Just fucking make it taste like toothpaste. I'm not fucking not. And by the way, don't send me a thing. You know the reminder? I'm a 55-year-old man. I get a reminder in the mail like it's time for your cleaning. It's Mrs. Toothbrush. She's being chased by Mr. Cavity. I'm fucking 55. How about some dignity? How about just a fucking heads up? Hey, adult, it's time to get your mouth clean. You think the bank works this way with the mortgage? Oh, Mr. House is upset. He's got a frowny face. We've not paid his bills. I'm a fucking adult. Just tell me it's time to get my fucking teeth clean.
Yeah, I think there is only one reminder, and that's the upset Mrs. Toothbrush. Yeah. They just have everything for kids, and they just send it out to everybody.
Yeah. We've missed you.
Yeah. The tooth is upset. All right. Let's see. What else you got, Gina Grant?
Well, CNN reports that actor and comic Arsenio Hall tweeted that he'd be in the sequel to Coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
I've been seeing him out during the... Oh, by the way, so you should know... Tommy Lee and company is going to be out on Sunday at the Agora Hills at the Canyon.
Nice.
When me and Adam Ray are doing stand-up there. So that'll be Montclair Friday, Pasadena Saturday, and Agora Hills on Sunday with Tommy Lee. We'll get him to pull his dick out and do that move.
Touch the stage from the fifth row?
or does that move where he knocks everything off the bar with it?
Like supermarket sweep style?
The bar. Like they do it. Like remember they slide the guy down the bar? Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that with him.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, Paramount announced in February that the sequel is set to hit theaters next year. Not much known about the plot. Of course, the original, Prince Akeem comes to Queens looking to find a queen in Queens, wanting to avoid his arranged marriage. And according to Deadline, Akeem learns about a long-lost son in this new one, must return to America to meet the unlikely heir to the throne of Zamunda. And this is set to come out next August, 2020.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of... It works. It dovetails nicely with the black community, where like in Creed and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, they did it with what's his name too. They did it with Drago. I do a lot of
a
lot of jocks, black and white, are like, he didn't know he had a son. It's like, yeah, I'll buy that plot point.
Now
it's 30 years later and he's fighting for the championship. Yeah, there's a lot of, this guy didn't know he had a son.
You suspend your disbelief.
Which, I don't know, in the 50s, people were kind of like, huh? But now we're like, oh, yeah, I didn't know my dad.
Yeah. If he said he knew his son, it'd be unbelievable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A rare pair of Nike's Moon Shoe, I don't even know if you're familiar, has broken the world auction record for a pair of sneakers. This is according to New York auction house Sotheby's and CNN.
Well, we're looking at a trackish basketball. No, it's a track shoe. It's a track shoe that must have been worn by somebody.
Oh, that's the one that Logan Paul set the record in for
8.8
Sub 9. Yeah. It's a track shoe, I guess. It doesn't look like a football cleat. And it's not basketball, and it could be for some form of golf, but it's too old for that. I mean, they had golf shoes, but they had like screw-on cleats. I think it's a track shoe, and I think somebody must have worn it. Some famous runner must have worn it and set some sort of record in it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a famous track shoe that would get that kind of money.
I mean, it could just be old, like a Nike, like original, because no one kept those.
Could be the prototype or something.
You're partially right.
I say Zola Butt,
the one who faked, did she fake it? She fell.
She fell, but she ran barefoot.
Oh, wow.
And that's why it's hilarious, but also why it would be so valuable. See, that's a good example of a reference that is strong, but no one would ever get.
This is a Dennis Miller reference.
Yeah. Zola Budd ran barefoot.
Wow.
And in the Olympics, like, tripped and fell. And Wait a minute. The
other chick.
The barefoot chick. Wait a minute. Who tripped then? Zola Budd tripped? I thought Zola Budd was the barefooter. And we see one chick tripping.
Well, she is the one standing Zola, is barefoot.
Yeah, Zola tripped the barefooter. Either way, she was a bear. I think Zola was a barefooter, but we'll have to figure this one out. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, while he's looking into
Frank Corral.
Oh.
See the barefoot kick?
Shit.
There was a couple of barefoot kickers in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Back in the day, yeah.
Mary Decker and Zola Budd. Mary Decker tripped.
Yeah, Zola Budd was a barefoot runner.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait, what are you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you didn't make it. Yeah, but now we're clear. Zola Budd was the barefoot runner. Did Frank Corral kick barefoot? That could have been his plant foot, though.
Unlikely. Very unlikely.
So I was just at the Nike headquarters last weekend. So I'm all Nike'd up.
I was going to say, so maybe you have some info.
So wait, what are these shoes?
Well, I'm going to tell you in a moment. What do you think they... okay, I'll tell you what they are first, and then you can guess how much they went for. They're waffle-soled running shoes. They were designed by Nike co-founder.
Oh, on a waffle iron.
That's exactly right.
Were they?
I'm going to show you.
Well, because me and Mike August were driving, and he said, you know, Phil Knight was the University of Oregon or whatever, and he made running shoes, and he made them on a waffle iron.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Co-founder Bill Bowerman, actually, known for 1972 Olympic trials. They're one of 12 pairs ever made, the only known unworn set. And as Adam said, Bowerman was inspired to create the waffle sole traction pattern for Nike's early running shoe by experimenting with his wife's waffle iron, pouring the rubber into the mold to create the prototype. The starting price for the shoe was $80,000. Final sale price shattered the estimate, which was $160,000. What do you think they went for?
The $160,000 is what it shattered?
It shattered the $160,000 estimate.
Well, it's, you know, guns, cars, guitars, sneakers, watches. Those are like the collector stuff. If it shattered, I got to say...
That's a pretty strong word, but yeah.
Okay.
Quarter mil.
I was going to say $475,000.
$437,500.
Oh.
With the 10% VIG.
Right.
Would have been at $475,000.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The guy who bought him, by the way, this dude, Miles Nadell, he plans to display the sneakers at his private museum in Toronto called the Dare to Dream Automobile Museum.
Mm-hmm.
You got to name your museum, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did
Frank Corral, did he kick barefoot? Well, Max Pat's got a look. You should know that off the top of your head.
Why would anyone kick barefoot? Wouldn't you shatter your foot?
Eh.
They kicked. There was barefoot kickers in the NFL.
I just don't know why you'd prefer that. I mean,
the ball's metal, you know, leather.
Okay.
I'm not immediately seeing you kick barefoot, but I'm
sorry. Well, and who am I thinking of?
I don't know. There were barefoot kickers before my time.
There was a few barefoot kickers in the league. One was for the Rams, and if it wasn't Frank Corral.
Tony Franklin
kicked barefoot.
Rich Carlos. Mike Lansford.
Yeah. No Frank Corral, though, huh?
Not seen it yet.
All right. Well, it would probably pop up pretty fast if you did it. Yeah, maybe it's Franklin I was thinking of. Well, the Rams had a barefoot kicker. Who was his barefoot? Who was the barefoot place kicker for the Rams?
That was Mike Lansford.
Oh, Lansford. All right. Well, there you go.
Well, production on Fast and Furious 9 has shut down after a crew member suffered a serious head injury. A spokesperson from Universal tells The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "We had an injury on the set of Fast 9 today with our stuntman. We have halted production for the day to focus on this injury. Emergency units were called to Warner Brothers in the UK on Monday following the reports of the man's injury. He was injured in a fall. And the movie's still going to open next May, but right now they're making sure this dude's
I cool. hope this does not slow it down at all. I'm getting pumped for Hobbs and Shaw.
Same. I'm in on Hobbs and Shaw.
Boy, between the Tarantino and Hobbs and Shaw.
It's going to be a strong end of the summer, hopefully.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Look out, world.
It's a great time for bald men, too. Mm-hmm. Statham and The Rock together. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
Yeah. All right, let me hit Castrol Edge. Tom Dempsey also kicked barefoot.
Wow.
Tom Dempsey was missing a foot, and he had a special shoe that was like a Gallagher's sledgehammer to kick field goals. Dempsey did the opposite of kicking barefoot.
He had a club.
He had no foot.
Yeah.
Isn't that sort of cheating?
He started barefoot.
He did set the record.
He started barefoot?
Yeah.
He had the record for the longest field goal for a long time because he had a club built.
He had a foot. He had a foot that was half formed. That's a weird. Tom Dempsey started kicking barefoot.
This ain't working. Let's try something else.
Severely deformed foot.
Hey, Giuseppe, can you make me a shoe?
We got to figure that one out. First, I'll tell you about Castrol Edge. Stronger under pressure, engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge. With fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Three times!
Three times, fool!
Stronger than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. Castrol Edge formulated in ways to exceed the toughest industry standards. It is Castrol Edge. All right, Gina, let's do one more.
All right.
Tom Dempsey. No.
He because they didn't have a shoe for him. So
oh, because he couldn't. Have a shoe.
The shoe would be a handicap.
Yeah.
Sometimes he would
wrap tape around it, but that's as
far
as it goes.
Wow. I don't think he must have done that in college. He couldn't have done that when he got to the pros.
That's how he began his kicking career. That's what Sports Illustrated
of all
saying.
The professions.
At some point, they found a shoe for him. They made a shoe. And then he had the record. And the record lasted for 40 years.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Until Mile High Stadium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll end with, wow.
There's his cut off foot with his blocked shoe.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
He had a deformed arm, too, but he didn't have to throw the ball, so nobody cared about that.
Well, we'll round things out with a little more movie news.
It'd be funny if they also outfit him with like a bionic arm.
Yeah.
And so, like, on all the Hail Marys,
spirals.
Yeah. Bam. At some point, the other team would. Cry foul, right?
I imagine that would be against the rules.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rule that says.
Nothing. Right.
It's like Flubber.
Mm-hmm.
The Wrap reports that the first trailer for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is out, and it stars Tom Hanks as kids' TV icon, Mr. Rogers. Marielle Heller, Brian might be the only person who knows that name, she directed Can You Ever Forgive Me, directs this film that's loosely based on the 1998 Esquire article where a journalist wanted to do a profile on Fred Rogers, very doubtful of Rogers. Rogers' optimism, and of course he wins him over. It was shot in Philadelphia, where Mr. Rogers was filmed. The crew meticulously recreated the sets.
That must have taken 15 minutes.
Meticulously. Yeah,
tiny trains.
It opens on November 22nd. Here's a short, very sweet clip from the trailer.
The doc was good.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay. I think the best thing we can do is to let people know, boom, that each one of them is precious.
Here's the problem with this.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. Don't, Brian, please.
No, Brian.
Tom Hanks is a great actor. Multiple Oscar winner, many, many time Oscar nominee. He is not a chameleon. He's a great actor. He's not a chameleon. And Mr. Rogers is an iconic. Everyone
You're
knows
right.
who Mr.
That's,
Rogers is and what he sounds like, yep. what he looks like. It sounds like Tom Hanks.
Just had this conversation yesterday with Andy, who said he wishes he got more of a kind of like an unknown lookalike
yeah.
to
like
really embody
Statham
that.
Type.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ass kicking Mr. Rogers.
It's still going to be great.
I like the spirit of Mr. Rogers. I still, unfortunately, think that everyone who does things for kids is a cop-out in the entertainment world.
But this was sort of like a high concept. I know it doesn't
say.
Seem like it,
yeah.
but he didn't want the, you know, the stuff that you hated, the H.R. Puffin stuff, and he didn't want that stream of junk food going
yeah.
to kids.
Was
he
wanted
to show them how violins are made. Show them how to, you know, handle their feelings.
I get it. It's good, but you know, it's like when you hear the songs and they're sort of talky songs where they just sit there and talk about being happy to see you and you're happy to see me.
Can I
it falls under the heading of anyone I know could do it, but they didn't.
They didn't. And
he did.
And we're constantly bombarded with Mr. Rogers in our house. And there's a lot of great like jazz rearrangements of a lot of the songs. The songs, some of them are brilliant. There's It's You I Like, Every Part of You, Not Your Toys, Not the Things You Wear. Those Are Just Beside You. It's Not You. I mean, he really did some really cool things.
Well, he's a good guy. And it's sorry to, you know, see him go earlier than he could have, of course, shot by prostitute. But and things are murky. Did she work for him? Was he just with her that night?
Either way, still an ignominious end for a beloved figure.
Right, right.
Sad to remember him that way.
Sad. Well, I think
you choose
of the,
not to.
I don't.
Choose
I think
not
of
to.
The younger.
I understand,
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
So when's that coming out?
November 22nd for Thanksgiving.
Is the Brian? Does the doc sort of till the soil for this kind of stuff, or is it know too much?
I think it's the other way around. My hunch. I could be
Fred's
wrong.
Fred's so hot right now.
No, I think it's the other way around. Remember the RBG documentary came out, Robert Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it was a big hit, and I think it might have been nominated for the Oscar, but it got like 100% of Rotten Tomatoes. And then the biopic came out like 3 weeks later with Felicity Jones, I think.
I didn't remember that.
That's what I'm saying. Like when the biopic comes out right after the doc is so incredibly perfect. The Mr. Rogers doc was amazing. Do we need this? What is this going to tell us that the doc did not tell us?
Kind of agree.
Yeah, but it's Tom Hanks. Everybody's going to see it anyway.
Now I have.
It'll reach a wider audience.
I got
true.
A doc coming out about Carol Shelby, and Carol Shelby is going to be the main player in Ford v. Ferrari. There is a version where I see a movie and then I like seeing the actual version of it or whatever. Actually, I was watching the end of Bohemian Rhapsody the other night, just came on TV, and I realized the best part of the movie is the live footage at the end of the real Freddie Mercury doing the real concert at the real thing, which I was enraptured, and I was like, oh, that's a bad sign. I'm way more into this actual archival footage than I was into the actual playing. Although the movie was fine, just when you see the real footage
like,
at the end, you
that's
go,
the stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's now we're talking.
Yeah.
So,
this'll be interesting.
There's a balance, I guess. And yeah, I agree. I like the doc. Hanks is always great. I'm
he
sure
is
it'll
always
be,
great.
It'll
but
be fine.
The limitation is that it's Fred Rogers.
Right.
So iconic.
All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. You're a bum!
Gina Grad! That was the news with Gina Grad.
Ooh, we're going to do some tequila tasting.
All right.
Some testing and tasting tomorrow. So we got that to look forward to.
Everybody Ubering?
Yep. Last but not least, J.B. Weld for big or small projects. We use J.B. Weld around here. Proud sponsor, J.B. Weld Epoxy Adhesives. And JBWeld.com. You can get it at Home Depot, Lowe's, and O'Reilly Auto Parts, Walmart, Amazon, everywhere. J.B. Weld. All right. So live shows coming up this whole weekend. Go to AdamCroll.com. See me and Adam Ray up there, and maybe we'll get Tommy Lee to come out on stage at some point. Monterey, the Golden State Theater. That'll be August 17th. We'll be doing live stand-up there, Unprepared, with Adam Ray as well. He's coming out to Monterey. Don't forget Meme Gods and When We Went Mad, and that is available. Microventures.com/Adam. Check that out. Look into that. Ride on Red, Pinot Noir, available at CorollaDrinks.com. Laughs with Bald Brian. Mm-hmm. Let's get those tickets. When are you taking your tour of the Avalon?
A week from Thursday, a week from today, the day people hear this. 1 week from today. We'll have some footage, some video, some stuff for people to see.
Want to hear your thoughts, yeah. Not Taco Bell material. Get that. Give it a nice rating on IMDb. I like reading your reviews. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Logan Paul and Gina Grad and Bald Brian saying mahalo.
Hey, Mike, he's talking about you, you fuck ass.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Click the link at AdamCarolla.com and subscribe to Carolla Classics, hosted by Chris Loxmana and superfan Giovanni. And for tickets and info on everything the Ace Man is doing, like Adam Carolla is unprepared, Mangry events, books, movies, and more, go to AdamCarolla.com. And stay tuned for AP News.